Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here, and I'm also here on a different day. And that's because, well, first of all, metrically speaking, Sunday is the best day to release podcasts, according to the experts in my podcast group, and, you know, they know what they're doing more than I do, clearly. So, also, the day I usually, oops, that was my ankle cracking. You know what? I'm just going to leave that in there because if you want to hear more mistakes like that, go to patreon.com/introvertpodcast, become a patron, listen to the clip show, plugging my own Patreon page right now. Also, on Tuesday, the day I usually record, I had a medical emergency and was in the ER for 5 hours, which was not a fun experience and pretty scary, to be honest. It was just a reaction to a medication, but it made my heart rate go really, 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 really low, which is bad, and it was just freaky. So that's why I'm recording now on Saturday. And this podcast is kind of just an introvert sharing her stories with you and just talking and chatting about what it really means to be an introvert. And we've got coffee together, but mostly we just avoid social interaction for 30 minutes. That's pretty much the goal for me for this podcast, is to hole myself up in my recording room, don't have to talk to anyone but my microphone for 30 minutes, and you as well in your car or shower or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we usually have some coffee or tea together. Today it is coffee with pumpkin spice creamer, even though Halloween was last week. It is officially pumpkin spice season. It's officially fall and Christmassy and happy and joyful, which is awesome because I've been listening to Christmas music since October 1st, and now everyone else is listening to it too, so I don't feel so alone. I really love Christmas, you guys. Like, I just love the holidays, and I know that's such a backwards idea than most introverts have. Most introverts hate holidays, so I do. I love the holidays. I think a lot of it is because I love my family, so probably a lot to do with it. Anyway, that brings me into the second season of the podcast, which, thank you so much to our patrons, has been greenlit and will continue. And you can look forward to that on New Year's Eve, December 31st, will be the first episode of season two. And the season finale of this season will be on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So that's the 26th, I believe, of November. And then it gives me about a month to mostly it's because of finals, basically, because I have finals in December, so I wanted to wrap things up before then so I have time to focus on school and then come back fresh and ready to go for season two. And I have pretty much all of the episode topics lined up through March, which is good, so I don't have to worry about that. And really, it's about, for me, it's about making sure that I'm producing the best podcast that I can, and I'm also being the best student and daughter and, like, friend that I can be, because I don't want to be a stressed out mess. No one wants to be a stressed out mess. Is that agreed? I mean, usually I am, but if I can avoid that, it'll be better. So, I tweeted about this change, and if you are interested in following me on Twitter so you don't miss things like that, go to twitter.com/introvertpod or at introvertpod on Twitter. I don't know why I just gave you the URL, but honestly, it's fine. We're fine. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/introvertpodcast. That's the one where you can get more just like episode related updates, sometimes memes, but Twitter is usually more memes than Facebook. But yeah, I'm pretty active on social media for the podcast. This week was not so much just because of, you know, the ER thing and just being busy. So there's that. But when I am able to, I'm pretty active on social media and I love interacting with you guys. So like, shoot me a message or reply to one of my tweets. I just love interacting with you guys. It's really fun. And also on social media is where you'll find important updates, like the whole releasing on Sunday thing or I'm in the ER thing. Yikes. So there's that. And if you really love the podcast and you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/introvertpodcast. And there are many different levels for many different budgets. And there you can see kind of my goals and like where I see the podcast going with your support. And if you want to support the podcast and get a more tangible reward, you can go to teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. And there you can find shirts with like the logo and mugs with the logo and also some like funny introvert sayings and things that I've said in the podcast that in my opinion are pretty funny. Our most popular is the Go Big and Stay Home sweatshirt. You know what? I should probably trademark that now that I'm thinking about it, because that is genius. I'm a genius. Good job, Amy. Wow, I'm so lame. So go on over to teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast to see the merch. But also, patrons do get a discount on merch. So, you know, come see, come saw, whatever you want to do, guys. Like, and also, don't even worry about supporting the podcast if financially you're not able to. That's totally fine. I get it. So if you want to help support the show in a non-monetary way, the best way to do that is to review on iTunes or share it with a friend or share it on social media. So you can go to our social media pages. And as always, all of the links are in the description of this audio or on our website, introvertpodcast.com. So without further ado, let's get started talking about this incredibly intense topic that I have. It's not intense. Oh my gosh. Let's start talking about Tinder, which I have been preparing this episode since the conception of the podcast. It was one of the first episodes that I planned out, and I was like, can't release it until I'm ready, and I think I'm finally ready. I've got some hilarious stories for you and some tips. So without further ado, let's get started talking about Tinder. All right, so yeah, Tinder. I'm a millennial. I am a millennial who is 20, almost 21, so you better bet that I'm on Tinder, right? I think that everyone my age is on Tinder, and if they're not, it's because they're in a relationship or they are scared of it, which, respect, you should be scared of Tinder. Yeah, Tinder is crazy. I actually have this file of notes on my phone full of, like, crazy messages I've been sent and just notes about Tinder, and it's pretty hilarious because every so often I'll, like, go and write something down in, like, the middle of the night, and then I'll go back to read it and be like, that does not make any sense, but it's really funny. So if you don't know what Tinder is a dating app that is actually more of a hookup app, but since I'd say for like the past couple of years, it's been more of a dating app. It started out as pretty much a hookup app, but people have started using it more as a dating app or just a way to meet people, meet friends. And it's great for introverts because you don't have to go out in public. And I hate meeting people in public and out in the wild and organically, like, ew, I'm a millennial, ew. Why do something the easy way? I mean, the hard way when you can do it the easy way, right? So yeah, that's why we have Tinder. And I pride myself in having a pretty good Tinder profile. Not to brag or anything, but it's pretty good. Just kidding. I mean, my profile is probably exactly the same as every other profile that every other guy ever sees on Tinder. And you know what? That's okay, because their profiles are all exactly the same. You know what I'm talking about? Where there's like the guys who are like, I suck at bios. Okay, we all suck at bios, but like, give us a little more information, please. You're not going to get a message because your bio is, I suck at bios. Like, do you really think that I'm going to message you? Like, what did you give me? You didn't give me anything to message you about. You didn't say like, you didn't even say anything. You just said, I suck at bios. Like, clearly, we can all tell, dude. Like, you clearly suck at bios. We need a male version of Sharon. Let's think about a male version of Sharon for a second. Sean. Okay, let's do Sean. I feel like Sean, to just paint you a picture of Sean's character, he is 22, he has a goatee, he thinks he's really cool, and his life role model is Guy Fieri. How about that? That's Sean. And then we'll introduce some other cast of characters. But do you ever get those profiles? I just hate that when they're like, I suck at bios. And I'm like, dude, I spent 45 minutes on the phone with my friend, sending screenshots to another friend, writing my Tinder bio, and yours is I suck at bios. Really? Like, we get it, Sean. It's clear to us that you suck at bios. You don't need to say it. And then you have those guys that only have like one picture and it's with like a group of eight guys. And then you take a chance and you swipe right and it's always the ugliest guy. I don't know why. And not to sound shallow, but it always is. Like, why else would you put a group photo on Tinder? It's always the ugly one. Like, Sean, we know. We know. Okay? You're not fooling us, right? ladies, am I right? Guys who like other guys, am I right? Guys who like girls, am I right? Like, if you're posting a group picture as your first picture, there's a 100% chance that the person is the ugly one. And when it's not, it's like a unicorn and you should snatch that up. Also, you get the guys that are like, no fat girls, no sluts, no, like, I'm trying to do a voice here, clearly, but you get the guys that have requirements, and then you look at their pictures, and you're like, dude, you are not attractive enough to have requirements, okay? Like, I know that I can't have requirements. I know that. The guys who are like, I want a girl who's like, here, why don't we just actually go on Tinder? Because this is much easier. This is turning into exactly what the Netflix episode turned into. Just me going on Tinder. It's okay. I actually think these are some of the most entertaining episodes just because it's like funny to hear. I mean, and to read what guys say. Okay, so there's this guy. Let me start over. Let me just look at, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's look at bio. Okay. Oh, really? Okay, so here's a winner we have here. He's got his first picture is a group picture, second picture also a group picture, and only until the third picture do we get a grainy selfie. That's the only close-up of his face. Yeah. So his bio is Netflix needs a dating app, not looking for a pen pal. Okay, so what I'm gathering from this is that you don't have any other options in your life and you want to date people because of what they watch on Netflix? Nope, no thank you. Okay, this guy is a DJ. You know how I can tell? It's his first picture and his second picture and his fourth picture. Nice. Oh, and his bio. I'm a DJ. What else is there to know? I don't know, dude. Like, maybe why you're a DJ or some of your hobbies other than DJing? I don't know. Ooh, here's a dog. Oh, also, when people put their dog as their first picture, that's clickbait, okay? Dog pictures on Tinder are the clickbait of Tinder, right? Like, oh, actually, he's pretty cute. I lied. He's pretty cute. Let's read his bio. I think we found a winner, guys. Oh, no. What if he listens to this? That would be a really funny story, though. I feel like I don't want to read this out loud now because I'm just going to swipe right. We'll see what happens. I'll swipe right. Oh, we matched. Let's see this guy. Oh, the 420 profiles. Oh, gosh. That drives me nuts. So, I'm assuming people know what 420 means. And, like, if you don't know what 420 means, pause this and Google it because I don't want to have to explain it to you. But basically, when people put that in their profile, that says to me that that's all they do, right? If you have to put in your profile 420, you're basically saying drugs are all I do. That's all I have going for me. I just think that's so dumb. I'm sorry. I think that's so dumb. Okay. Moving on. This one, another 420 profile. I mean, I don't swipe left on all 420 profiles, but like if it's all your profile says, let's be real. If that's all your bio is 420, I suck at bios. Like, we get it, dude. You smoke a lot of weed. Like, moving on. Okay. Also, why would someone put that on the internet? Why would you put that in your profile on the internet? Like, anyone can see that. What if you were going for a job interview and your boss happened to be on Tinder? It was like, uh-oh, this guy puts 420 in his profile. Like, that's so stupid. That's not good. Oh my gosh, this is another one. This is another one that makes me mad. Adventuring. What is adventuring? Will someone please explain it to me? What adventuring is. For some reason, some people think adventures mean going to Target at 11 p.m. And for some people, going on adventures means hiking the North Country Trail. Like, there is no, it's too vague. Like, give me some other details. Like, I like adventures, and by adventures, I mean posting pictures on Instagram where I'm in the woods and then go back to my car and drive away. Like, that's respectable, right? That's adventuring, okay? But like, oh, let's go on an adventure. Like, what even is? That's too vague. Pick a different thing to do, okay? Give me more specifics. I'm probably guilty of this. You know what? I'm going to read my Tinder bio. Maybe. We'll see what my Tinder bio says. See, I don't even know what mine says. Oh, wait. Mine's really long. It says, coffee lover, wheelchair user, bibliophile, INFJ, ranch dressing enthusiast. And then some, like, more details about me. But, I mean, it doesn't say anything about adventuring, right? Like, clearly. Also, the bio mentions the podcast. So, if there are any guys from Tinder listening to this podcast, go ahead and message me and tell me that you're sorry for putting stupid things in your bio, right? Right? Okay. And then you get those profiles that are like, God and family above all else. And then the first message to you is like, I will f*** you until you're dead. Like, what? I'm gonna have to bleep that out, clearly. But, like, what? Really? That's great. Like, seriously, like, your profile is literally like, I love God. And then your first message is horrible. Like, why would I reply to that? That's like an immediate block. That's like me saying, I'm scared that if I see you out in public, you're gonna lock me in your car, right? Like, that's scary. I don't like that. And I don't know why. What's the success rate for messages like that? Guys, inquiring minds want to know. And, like, also as an introvert, like, there's like a 1 in 10 chance I'm going to reply to your message regardless, just because, like, I don't like messaging guys on Tinder. This is why I'm single, right? But, yeah, it's just creepy. Also, guys named Cody. This is specific. It's specific because I wrote it down. Guys named Cody are all, like, insane, right? How many people here know a Cody that's, like, the craziest guy ever? Like, it's the guy that, like, in middle school would do flips in the hallway. Well, that's flips in the hallway. That's dumb. I'm thinking about a specific person. Like, all guys named Cody, or at least everyone knows a Cody that's just, like, bro, who are you trying to impress here? He's just, like, crazy. And he wears those shirts that are, like, cut all the way down to the hem. Basically no sleeves. And, like, still works out at the gym at the high school where he went to. Yeah, that's guys named Cody, right? All guys named Cody are crazy. If you're named Cody and I offended you, I'm sorry. It's not your fault that you're named Cody. Your parents named you that because they wanted you to be crazy. Like, that's your parents' fault, okay, for naming you Cody. Just naming your kid Cody, right? Like, you know this kid is going to be the one who jumps off the monkey bars in second grade and breaks his arm. Like, you just know. That's what you're getting yourself into. Like, you didn't name him Atticus. Like, no kid named Atticus would jump off the monkey bars and break his arm. This kid, that kid has, like, 80 allergies and is never allowed to go outside, right? Now I'm just roasting. Now I'm just roasting children. Like, this is where, this is what my life is now, right? Also, guys who are like, I don't message first. Good for you. You don't message first. Guess what that means? I'm not messaging you at all because I'm going to swipe left because I don't message first because I'm scared. And when I do message first, they don't message me back. And it's embarrassing, right? But it's always the guys that are like way out of my league. Then I message first and then don't message me back. Also, people who do CrossFit. There could be an entire episode dedicated to the nightmare that is CrossFit. And I mean, clearly for me. CrossFit is not in my demographic physically, so I'm a little biased, but if you're telling me that 5 days a week you go to a gym and push tires around, that scares me. Like, that tells me that if you wanted to beat me up, you could, and I don't like to think about that at all. Just guys who do CrossFit. Anyone who does CrossFit, it's like a requirement. Like, if you do CrossFit, it's the opposite of Fight Club, right? The first rule of CrossFit is you have to tell every single person that you do CrossFit. And if you do CrossFit and you're not like this, like, this episode has just shown you how I make generalizations and I'm really judgmental about people, right? But you know what? I've got to protect my social energy. I've got to protect myself. It's a lie. I'm just super judgmental, clearly. Oh my gosh. The same bios as, like, I don't message first is, if you want to know anything, message me. Okay, well, I'm not going to message you asking, like, what do you do for a living? What are your hobbies? It's like the same thing as clicking get to know on Sims. Like, yeah, please just tell me what your interests are. Please. Like, if you want to know anything, then message me or then ask me. I don't know. Offer me something. Throw me a bone, dude. Well, actually, I think if I said throw me a bone, he'd take that the wrong way. I'm 12. But really, like, please give me something. Give me anything to like ask about. And then there are guys that are like really, really clingy. I have a specific example of this. And this guy, like, God bless him. He first messages me. Hey there, how are you doing today, beautiful? Space, question mark. And I'm like, all right, there's a space after the, before the question mark. And then I replied, and he's like, it's so cold. How's your day going? And then literally 10 minutes later, I'm not kidding, 10 minutes later, actually less than 8 minutes later, he replies, still there, space, question mark. And then like 7 hours after that, he replies, a sad face, and then another sad face. Like, dude, I was at work. I'm sorry that I didn't reply to you within 10 minutes. Like, I don't get it. And then you just reply like, sad face, sad face. That makes me not want to message you back even more, because now I'm like, oh no, I've let him down. Like, clearly, I don't care. But I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to message you. Ugh. Just Tinder is stressful, okay? But it's not as bad as Bumble. I don't know if you guys have heard of Bumble, but Bumble is crazy. You have to, first of all, the girl has to message first, which that's too much pressure right there. And then you have to message each other like every 12 hours or something like that, or the match disappears. Like, what? That's too much pressure for me. I don't work well under pressure. It's just scary, okay? Bumble is a no-go. Also in that category are like, I was gonna say Grindr. Why? Why did my brain go there? First of all, if you don't know what Grindr is, that's for gay men. Like, I'm a woman. I have no business being on Grindr. That's funny. But also in the category of Bumble are like OkCupid, which OkCupid is just like, that's an app where like you're not even pretending that you want to hook up. That's an app that's like, you're just like, yep, let's hook up right now. That's what OkCupid says to me. Like, you don't go to OkCupid to meet a guy to date. You go to OkCupid to meet a guy to meet up with, like, in 10 minutes and then never see again. I feel like OkCupid is when you're in a different city and you're like, you know what? I just need to get laid right now. So that's clearly, I mean, clearly I'm not on OkCupid, because for me to, like, meet up with a guy from Tinder, it's got to be, like, a year, basically, of messaging before I'm comfortable. Just kidding. Fun fact, I've never actually met up with anyone that I met on Tinder. Unless it was someone I already knew in real life. That's another problem. So that's a problem with living where, like, I still live where I grew up and went to high school, is that you can never escape. That's why I have my distance set on like 50 miles, because it's like, if I have my distance set on like 15 miles, it's literally all guys I either went to high school with or guys that graduated after me or before me that like I know of and are just like, yikes. So yeah. And then you can't swipe right on any of them because they're like, this is awkward. I didn't know who you were in high school. And I'm like, I knew who you were. You bullied me a lot. So yeah. That's why it's sucks to live at home, right? Because I'm pretty sure there's a sign in our town, like on the town sign, it's like, welcome, you can never leave. That's the rule. You can never leave. Although I do really like where I live. And I want to send my kids to the school that I graduated from. So I don't know. I can't be like roasting my town, because odds are I'm going to end up living here. So. But not because I have to, okay? Not because I have to. Let's iron this out right now. It's not because I have to live here. It's because I want to. It probably is because I'm stuck here forever. That was like my biggest fear growing up. It's so funny. Like, my biggest fear in middle school is that I would never leave my town where I live. And now I'm like, I never want to leave my town where I live. It's so dumb. Because, well, so I'm like, what generation? I think I'm third or fourth, I think third generation graduating from the school that I went to. And I kind of want to keep that going, you know, like, that's a cool thing. I think that's really cool, because like, my mom went to the same high school that I went to, and my grandpa did, and like, our family is well known in the community, and it's just nice, right? Like, now I just sound like I'm bragging, but this is an episode about Tinder. This is just a hot mess episode, guys. Like, give me grace, okay? Please. Give me a break. I was in the ER this week. Just kidding. Gross. Okay, swiping left. And then there are the guys who their profile says 18, but you're like, I don't think you're 18. Like, you look like you're like 16. Like, I'm not about to go to jail. Not about to go to jail. Oh my gosh. The profiles that are like, I'm here to treat women right. You know what that tells me? That tells me that you don't believe women deserve the right to vote. I'm going to treat women right. And by that, I mean, I'm never going to let you leave your house. This is the 1800s. Suck it up. Also, oh my gosh, country boy TM. Guys who are like, I'm a country boy. Or like their first picture is them holding a dead deer. This is just like sort of like a living in the country thing, I guess. But I, you know, if that's all you got going for you, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. My type is like a guy who's going to make me feel bad for my taste in music. That's so horrible. But really, I'm attracted to like, I'm just talking, I don't want to say this on the internet. I don't want you, that's scary. Okay, wait, hold up, back up. I don't want 3,000 people knowing what my type is. Back up. Reverse, cancel that action. Oh my goodness. This is just a funny episode. I like doing these like funny episodes because it's just like, I just get to like kind of shoot the shit with you guys. It's not a serious episode. I'm not giving you serious life advice because I don't have advice to give on Tinder. Like, no one knows what they're doing. Basically, that's our takeaway here. No one knows what they're doing and it's okay. Yeah, Tinder is just a mess, right? Like, I live in constant fear that I'm going to die alone because I don't want to meet people out in public, but I also don't want to meet people on Tinder. Gotta be honest with you. It's hard, okay? It's difficult, but it's not like I'm a spinster yet, right? I still have hope that I'll meet my husband in college, like my parents or whatever. You know, that's like what every kid thinks growing up, like, oh, I'll go to college and meet my future husband or wife or whatever, and we'll get married and we'll have 2.5 kids and a picket fence and everything will be so awesome. And then you get to college and you're like, okay, so half of these guys have long hair and earrings and look like they want to kill me. And the other half of these guys are still acting like they're 13 and are clearly not ready for a relationship. So that's what I deal with. And also being like a teacher slash an ed student, I don't have classes with like any guys, right? There's one guy in my ed class and I feel so bad for him because he's the only guy in this whole class of girls. But he's a good friend. He's a pal. We're friends. Yeah. There's two guys in my English class, and one of them is like 35 because he has like a million degrees and he's just going for it. He's going for an English degree now and he's pretty cool. And the other one, I never talked to. I'm not even sure I know his name, to be honest. That's pretty bad. Like, if he was listening to this, I'd feel bad. But to be honest, like, I'm not even sure I know his name. And that's on me, right? Like, I don't go out of my way to meet people. This is why I'm on Tinder, and this is why I get to complain about Tinder, is because I don't go out of my way to meet people. And also, like, when I do meet people, usually it's because they're, like, catcalling you or something, and you're like, what is the success rate of that? Sean, what is the success rate of catcalling people? How many women have stopped on the street because you were like, hey, mommy, stopped on the street, and were like, hi, let me give you my phone number so I can go on a date with you so I can watch you catcall other women, right? This is why it's so hard to be a woman. I'm just whining now. I'm just complaining. Just like the third review I ever got on the podcast was like, this is a good show, but she complains too much. You know what? Yeah, you're right. I do complain too much. This is why I have a podcast. I'm just kidding, but really, let's get away from like joking around and talk like seriously right now. Like, it's so hard to find someone nowadays. So if you feel like you're gonna meet someone on Tinder, go for it. Currently, I'm not having the best success, but that's okay, because when things get real, I usually run away. So that's okay. Like, I'm not really looking for a relationship right now, to be honest. It's just kind of entertainment for me. And also, like, if you find something good. And also, online dating is really stressful, but for introverts, it's pretty cool. Like, you get the opportunity to talk to people that you probably necessarily would not have, or like that you would be too scared to go up to and start a conversation with in public. Like, I know that that applies to me, so I don't know about you guys. Yeah, but I think we need to take online dating and take dating for what it is. Like, it's experiences that you're having. It's not, You don't have to put all of your eggs in one basket, right? Right? Don't put all of your eggs in one basket and, like, give yourself grace. Like, don't say, I'm going to get married when I'm 22 and we're going to have kids when I'm 24 and blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff. Like, don't put that pressure on yourself, okay? Don't do that. No one should be doing that. And also, like, accept the fact, like, for me, I'm like, yeah, I'm single. I'm pretty happy that way. And it's fine to, like, look. It's like window shopping. Like, I don't have the money to buy this, but I'm going to look at it anyway. Pretty much. Like, I don't have the time to devote to this, but I'm going to look at it anyway. So be nice to yourself. And don't forget to laugh at, like, the funny things that happen, because it's, like, true. Like, that's all it is, right? Like, so don't be afraid to message back, and don't be afraid to take a chance, and don't be afraid to shoot your shot. You know what I mean? And as it goes for Tinder, don't take it for more than it is. It's not christianmingle.com. It's not Farmers Only, which, by the way, is a real thing. For some reason, some people don't believe that Farmers Only is a real thing. It's real. Yep. It's real. And I get commercials for it where I live. So don't be afraid to take a chance, you know? And on Tinder, just take it for what it is. Take it for what it is. It's a hookup app. We're not kidding ourselves here. That's its primary purpose, but it also can be a dating app. But for me, it's mostly entertainment and a self-esteem boost, because I like matching with people on Tinder. It makes me feel good about myself. So with that, we're going to end this hot mess of an episode and get on into the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. This week, we are not doing Ask Amy because, to be honest, I couldn't really find a question that really fit this week. And also, I have been getting, like, way fewer questions because I forgot to write a blog post for last week. My bad. So if you want to ask a question and get my shitty advice, you can go over to introvertpodcast.com/ask to submit it anonymously, or you can message me on Twitter or Facebook. So let's get into the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. Hey, introverts, guess what? This episode is sponsored by Audible, which is amazing because who loves books more than introverts? Nobody. And who loves avoiding people more than introverts? Also nobody. So you can have your earbuds in and no one will talk to you. And you can be learning things by listening to a free audiobook from your 30-day free trial by going to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. You get a free audiobook just for signing up and a 30-day free trial of Audible's amazing service. So I highly recommend it. I use Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast to sign up, or you can go to our website, introvertpodcast.com/audible. All right, everybody. It is my favorite time of the week. That's right. It's time for the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. And that's where I challenge you to do something outside of your comfort zone. And then I kind of offer you, like, a little golden nugget of something to do for yourself. It's kind of a good cop, bad cop situation, but in this case, I'm both the good and the bad cop. This week's weekly challenge is to put yourself out there. And I'm not going to give you directions on this, because pretty much to you, that's going to mean whatever you want it to mean. Whether that's making a friend, meeting someone for drinks, or just texting someone back. Just put yourself out there this week. Do something outside of your comfort zone. And I promise you, it's good for you, right? And don't worry, I do it too. I always do the challenge and recharge with you. And I'm here for support and advice if you need me. Like, message me, tweet me, Facebook me, I guess. Gotta add this in. I'm not accepting friend requests from people I don't know. Sorry. It was a question that was asked, and not to be mean, I just like to keep my personal life separate from my podcast life. You get it, right? So, I mean, interact with me on the podcast, Facebook, and Twitter, and please don't friend me on Facebook, because it makes me feel bad when I have to delete the friend requests. Just had to add that in there. But also, put yourself out there. Like, put yourself out there, but don't friend me on Facebook, right? The weekly recharge this week is to allow yourself to not reply. And that can be to not reply to a text from a friend or an email that's stressing you out or anything. Just don't feel like you have to reply. Don't feel like you have to do it. Just give yourself the grace to not do it, right? You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. That's probably bad advice. I'm probably enabling you, but who cares, right? We live in a world designed for extroverts, and you know what? We deserve to have a little bit of a recharge. We deserve to have a break. So that's my offering to you this week. And now let's wrap things up with the outro. Thank you so much for listening to the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. You guys have got this. I believe in you. All right, everybody, that is all we have for our episode today. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode and our other episodes, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or a rating on iTunes or share it with a friend. That's really the best way that the podcast can get out there and into the ears of other introverts. And if you have, of course, any questions or comments or concerns about this episode, shoot me an email, amy@introvertpodcast.com, or just go check out the website. There's a ton of fun stuff on there. Introvertpodcast.com. We've got the full archives of every episode available on the website because not all episodes are available on iTunes at the same time. So you can go over to the website and check that out. And if you really love the podcast, consider supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/introvertpodcast. I really appreciate it. It helps us reach our goals. You can see what kind of things I have in mind for the podcast in the future. There are some really awesome rewards. Or if you want to support the show on more of a one-time basis, go to teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. And you can check out some of the merchandise that we have. And some of it's funny, some of it's serious, and some of it is just podcast related. So like logos and stickers and things and fun things like that. So teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. Of course, all of these links are in the description of the audio. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it was a little bit crazy. It's the nature of Tinder. Am I right? Like, Tinder is crazy. So, and also, thank you for listening on a new day. It's great. I think I'm going to really like uploading on Sundays. Let me know what you guys think. So, my name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Make good choices this week, guys.